Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Rather than numbers, this week's headline is a letter, the Greek letter Omicron. That's the designation from the World Health Organization for a new variant of the coronavirus first identified in South Africa. It's considered a highly transmissible virus of concern. In this early evidence, it may carry a higher degree of infection than other variants, meaning people who contracted COVID-19 and recovered could be subject to catching it again. The WHO's Maria van Kerkhove says scientists are working to determine Omicron's characteristics.
Transmissibility in terms of severity and any impact on our countermeasures like the use of diagnostics, therapeutics, or vaccines.
The U.S., Canada, the EU, and a host of other countries are imposing travel restrictions. President Biden.
We're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region. Except for American citizens who are able to come back.
Despite the shutdown of flights, there's increasing evidence the variant is already spreading, with cases now reported in the UK, Belgium, Israel, and Hong Kong. Germany has a probable case, and Dutch authorities are checking for the new variant after 61 passengers on a pair of flights from South Africa tested positive. As for numbers, the latest data compiled by Johns Hopkins University shows U.S. deaths remain above 1,000 people per day, and new infections in the U.S. are arcing upward toward 100,000 again. Michigan has been the nation's hotspot, with hospitals there, as well as in Minnesota, Colorado, and Arizona, all under pressure. The WHO's van Kerkhove notes now familiar steps can lower your exposure and slow the spread of any variant.
Distancing, wearing of a mask, making sure that it's over your nose and mouth with clean hands, making sure you avoid crowded spaces, be in rooms where there's good ventilation, and when it's your turn, get vaccinated.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.